Assalamu alaikum everyone, hope you're all doing good. Welcome to episode 15 of Coffee Time with Technology. I know it's been a pretty long break, but the good part is I am back and I will try to review one innovation every week. This week I've chosen something interesting which looks useful in the light of the current COVID circumstances. This innovation is called Mind Up. It was developed at the Goldie Hawn Foundation. Goldie Hawn, who is the founder of the Hawn Foundation, began her foundation in 2003. She decided to find a solution for the stress and anxiety kids feel every day. So she came up with the idea of a minor program with help from scientists and educators. There's a lot of evidence on their website which reports that children's well-being had immensely improved by 86%. 88% of the children started using the MindUp at home after they had used it in schools, and 83% students had shown maximum improvement in their pro-social behaviors. The use of the MindUp program also showed an immense decrease in aggressive behaviors on the part of the students. There was an evaluation of the 4th and 5th graders done from 4 classrooms which indicated several positive outcomes, and these outcomes included improved span of attention, improved stress physiology, optimism, emotional control, school self-concept, mindfulness, improved depressive symptoms, improved academics in maths and language arts, and improved peer ratings of kindness, pro-socialness and peer acceptance. There is a separate program on their website for teachers and families and schools. This program is for students aged between 3 to 14. There is a positive effect of using mind map in both math and language arts. As far as the benefits of the program are concerned, it's a very flexible and adaptable program. It can complement all subjects and can be easily integrated into any one of them. Through MindUp, students learn to regulate their emotions and focus attention. MindUp has helped teachers create a more compassionate and optimistic classroom. There have been almost 10 years of research, and after 4 randomized controlled trials, MindUp has been shown to impact has been found to show a huge impact on academic and social areas. So how does this basically work? Director Rita D. Baer says that social emotional learning is important for students, equally important for students as academic learning. The MindUp curriculum beautifully combines both the social emotional learning and as the academic learning. It teaches students about their brains, and in doing so they learn important skills that create joyous and happiest moments in the classroom. It is introduced through various training by the consultants. These trainings include one-day training modules. They are delivered in a 4 to 6 hour workshop. They are mentoring sessions with the school heads through video conferences. They are family workshops with consultants, and they do an assessment after implementation. The MindUp curriculum is basically based on 15 series lessons. It's published by Scholastic, and it's based on 4 pillars, namely neuroscience, social emotional learning, positive psychology and mindful awareness. It basically empowers the students and gives them knowledge and tools that they need to manage their stress, regulate emotions and face the challenges with optimism, resilience and compassion. The program is accredited by CASEL. CASEL is the world's leading organization advancing one of the most important fields in education in decades. The practice of promoting integrated academic, social and emotional learning for all children through school through high school. Their core curriculum that is taught as part of the MindUp program includes 4 basic areas. This is a curriculum with 15 lessons. The lessons basically focus on how the brain works, how it affects the emotions, how the emotions influences the thoughts and behaviors. Students learn the concept of neuroplasticity in it. They learn about positive psychology, which is the study of strengths that contribute to individual and community thriving, which basically helps boost their well-being. One of the practices as part of their curriculum includes brain breaks. Brain breaks basically help students develop self-regulation and attention, and they run 3 times a day. It's a focused breathing exercise that helps students manage their stress and regulate emotions. Students also develop social emotional learning skills through active learning experiences. They practice mindful exercises such as acts of kindness, gratitude and community service. There are a number of lessons that they are given on their website that the teachers can watch and basically take out some important exercises from those. For example, in one of the lessons, I saw a school principal who was practicing mindfulness in the classroom. She was asking questions to students about being mindful, what does it mean being mindful, what does it mean not being mindful, which part of the brain is activated when you're mindful, which part of the brain is not activated, how does the amygdala work, how does the hippocampus work. She gives them some words and asks them to start them into being mindful, and then she asks them to figure out why they are making this particular choice. In the end, she asks the students to write mindful statements, I am mindful. And she talks that the statement is work is a continuing practice. For example, I will do my best when this. So basically, it's a very interesting program. I don't see any technical glitches in implementing in schools. So my positive observations would be that I think it's good for schools. Usually schools in Pakistan do not teach or even integrate mindful exercises in the curriculum. These exercises will serve as stress releasing and help students regulate their emotional and manage stress levels. Then MindNode provides training. So even if few teachers are trained, they can train for teachers in schools. There are simple exercises and don't need much any technical expertise. Points to ponder: whether the schools can bear the training cost or no, how many teachers will be trained for this, how will teachers incorporate these in their lessons, who will monitor them, who will assess them, who will gather feedback, those needs to be thought about. Conclusion: I think in the light of the information which is available on their websites, this looks like a great tool. There are free lessons available which the teachers can watch online and do similar practice lessons. I think it's a good idea for people who are either having face-to-face or online classes. They can introduce mindful activities and see how their students respond to it. So go ahead, explore, try out, good luck. You can find more details either on the HemRed website or on the link that I'm going to share here. So enjoy, take care, Allah Hafiz, see you soon again. Bye-bye.